Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy new week. We love a new week.
Yes, that's true.
Love a new week.
New week, new you.
New week, new you. We love a new week. We love spring has sprung. I'm forcing it. I'm forcing spring.
It sprung for like a day.
It sprung for like a day.
And then it went back down to the ground.
But I'll say this. It's certainly been April showers, Gia.
That's true.
It has certainly been April showers, and I am ready for April showers because that means May flowers. Of course, everyone knows that. I spent the weekend celebrating my brother. Happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday to your brother.
Happy birthday also to Caroline. Her birthday. They have the same birthday.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
And to anyone listening.
And to anyone listening who's having early April birthdays. I feel like it's a popular time.
Yes.
And if you are listening and it is your birthday or close to, maybe you should go out to the store and get yourself a little bit of pink
Whitney. Give yourself a birthday drink.
Birthday drink.
Birthday drink.
Oh, ooh. It's the best drink of the year, girl.
Birthday.
So we love Pink Whitney, our number one bestie on the pod. As always, pink lemonade flavored vodka. Pink Whitney gets us through the good times and the bad times.
Yep. They're
and
there for
we
us.
We love them.
We love them so much. They come in every single size imaginable. The big boys, they got the normal size handles. They got the 20 shot buckets. They got the nips, everything you need.
The 20 shot bucket is the truth.
Oh, it is. It's the key to a good party.
Yes.
You cannot have a good party without the Pink Whitney 20 shot bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo. Love. Love Pink Whitney. Love pink lemonade flavored vodka, truly. It's like my fave shit.
It's the best mixer.
We no new updates on the party, but we will update you as we know.
Yes.
It takes a little bit of time to put something together. You
know
what I mean?
Yep,
but
yep.
Again, just keep, we have not forgotten. Keep
no.
it on your list. Before we get into some Taylor stuff, we've got a lot of things today. We did our favorite song from each album rank, or I didn't actually rank them. I just picked my favorite song.
Yeah,
from
no,
each
I
one.
Didn't rank them either.
And then we also matched up songs with the ACOTAR characters for those who are interested and understand ACOTAR. We'll explain more of that as we get closer. We have a couple of things to discuss in the meantime. You know, Taylor and Travis related. A couple of ancillary characters. Jack Antonoff is tweeting up a storm all weekend in the studio, having fun. But first, I wanted to bring up Justin Bieber. Poor Justin Bieber.
Poor Justin Bieber.
Only because we just talked about him last episode and we went on and on about it. But pretty much right after we were done recording, then we started seeing reports that like Justin's, you know, Haley's seeking psychological help for Justin. Now he's liking, liking a bunch of posts of Selena
and
Benny.
That was so weird.
I'm feeling bad. He's sick. He's not well. You know what I mean? And
that
sucks. It sucks really bad. Hopefully he gets the help that he needs. But yeah, I think at this point it's like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for Haley. I feel bad for Selena and Benny. Like it's become a soured situation, and I just think everybody needs to.
Yeah, I feel the most bad for Haley and Selena.
Too. Yeah, me too.
Just because I feel like this whole thing has gotten so like out of hand. When at the end of the day, it's kind of all just Justin Bieber's fault. And
for sure.
Obviously, like, he was a kid for most of that time.
Yes.
But, like, the fact that he's still, like, doing weird stuff.
Well,
like,
he's got trauma and, like, has never grown up. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of like that. Like, he's child star vibes.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Which sucks. But, and that's something that, you know, so many people have gone through. And, you know, so many famous people, I should say. And, we just hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right.
Me too.
I've seen, like,
take his phone away, you know? It's like, people never want to do that.
Yeah, it's also hard. Like, you can't help someone who doesn't want to get help.
Yeah.
And this isn't a total assumption, obviously. But, like, just based off what you've seen, I don't know. To me, it seems like he doesn't think that he is having issues.
No.
Just based off, like,
he thinks
the
it's
posting
like, I'm being
and
silly.
Stuff online.
Yeah.
So it's hard to force someone to get help when they don't want to do it themselves or if they don't think that there's a problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, I mean, they have a kid together. Like, it's just, the whole situation is just sad.
I feel bad, really bad for Haley for sure. I think that, like, especially if Justin's still doing, you know, he's still liking posts and stuff. Like, I think InStyle posted a carousel of photos of, it was like Selena and Benny appreciation post.
It was on Complex.
Yeah. And Justin liked it. And he liked another set of photos with Selena and Benny. And like, I in my head, I feel like he knows that everyone's going to pay attention to that, knows that it's going to make headlines, knows that it's going to get Selena's attention. And I think that is like what what he's looking for is to not be forgotten or not be, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's sad to me. It makes me really, it makes me really sad to see. And I just feel bad for all parties involved.
Yeah, I feel bad for all parties.
So as that situation escalates or de-escalates, we will keep you informed. But I feel like as of now, you know, it's not, it's sad. It's not like,
we're
not talking shit. It's like a,
it's one of those situations where you just have to kind of be careful about what you say and how to go about it. Because I feel like he's kind of on that, like, you don't really know where he's going path.
For sure. And you don't want to be insensitive to something that may be,
And we also have no idea what the truth is at the end of the day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
as always. But anyway, speaking of people we don't know as well, Jack Antonoff. Jack Antonoff was in the stew, said he's having a great time hanging out in the studio, didn't explain why or what.
Then
randomly, like an hour later, tweeted that he loves Fresh Out the Slammer. That's his shit.
So the Swifties have been banding together to get the streaming numbers for Fresh Out the Slammer up.
Yes.
So then he tweeted, like, into the Fresh Out the Slammer thing, it's my favorite song. And I mean, listen, I've been a Fresh Out the Slammer truther since
literally day one. Yeah, you have always loved that song.
So I'm very excited for it to finally get its flowers.
For sure.
People are saying, like, oh, it's going to be like the next Cruel Summer. But I don't
know.
I don't think it's going to reach that.
It's just not upbeat enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not.
I love that song, too. But it's just not. It's not Cruel Summer staying power.
Yeah. Like a general public song, you know what I mean? Like a song that can satisfy the general public.
Deep cut.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. I think the you know, it, whether you
it's
want
also
it to be,
grows on you a lot.
It grows on you a lot. It definitely grew on me a lot. I didn't love it at the beginning. And there are certain moments in the song, obviously, they're so good, like Never Lose My Baby Again. But it really doesn't get much higher over than that. You
my
know what
friends
I mean?
Try, but I wouldn't hear it. Watch me daily disappearing. For just one glimpse of his smile. All those nights he kept me going, swirled you into all of my poems. Now we're at the starting line. I did my time. That's so good.
So good.
Like, it's
but again,
really
that's
so
not
good.
We're not singing that. We're not. It's not, I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
screaming
what I mean?
The bridge for
completely.
Sure. No, for sure.
It's not, it can't, Fresh Out the Slammer couldn't open the Eras Tour. Think about that.
No, like, definitely not.
People saying, like, Cruel Summer is a song that could open the Eras Tour. Fresh Out the Slammer is not. But we still love it. Stream Fresh Out the Slammer.
Yeah, stream
all
it.
All on that steez. Do you think that Jack Antonoff really is, that it really is his fave song?
I mean,
has
I would
he said that
think
before?
So. Like, why would he lie?
Yeah, why would
know?
He lie? Unless he was trying to get on that stream grind with all the people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Trying to fuel the fire.
He could be being silly. He also then later tweeted a funny picture of Margaret in, like, a cutie outfit drinking a cocktail at a restaurant or
that's
whatever.
Cute.
Did you see her cute outfit?
No.
He tweeted like 20 times on, he was just going off on Saturday or Friday. I forget which
day. Oh, wait,
day.
Yeah, that's cute.
It was
is that Margaret?
Cute. I think at first I didn't know. And then someone said it was Margaret and it made me zoom in on her eyeballs. And so I think that it is. Mm. Like her, those eyebrows.
Right.
Also, who else is he going to be there with? And she's tiny.
That's true.
I think it is her. If not, who would it be?
Someone tweeted at him, at Jack Antonoff, is being very suspicious and I don't like it. And he quote tweeted and said, I love my work.
Yeah. which is hilarious. And I like when Jack starts to pop off a little bit, because that means he's feeling confident about something.
Yeah, right.
And who knows if it has to do with Taylor, but anything Jack puts out, I'm seated. You know what I mean? Like I'm.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys where he really can do no wrong in my eyes musically.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big stan. So, yeah. So we'll see. You know, who knows? He's in the stew. Who's he with? Nobody knows. Because we don't know where Taylor is. We don't know what she's up to. She's hanging out. She's running around. Whispers that she's been in restaurants all over the country.
All over the restaurants. Did you see that girl that, like, everybody thought was
yes,
her?
Yes, I did.
Was that Ashley?
It might have been Ashley. I'm
it
really not
just
sure.
Like her.
It looked just like Ashley to me.
Yeah, it or did.
Really looked like Taylor also. Like, it did at
from
first.
Like a yeah.
When I first saw it, I went, oh, my God. And then when I, like, zoomed in on it, I was like, who is she with? And it looked like Tree Pain, but it looked like Timu Tree Pain. So I was like, definitely not Tree. And then I was looking in the comments being like, didn't even move. I was like, okay, I moved a little bit. Like, it definitely looks like her a little bit. Like, let's not be crazy.
The first picture I saw was like a pretty like zoomed in. So like I was like, okay, that doesn't look anything like her. But it was like at a Kansas City like soccer game or something.
Some kind of, I have
it's
no idea
like,
what it even was.
I don't know.
I stopped paying attention once I realized it wasn't her.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, literally, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, who cares? So, yeah, who knows what that's all about? Not her, though. So we don't know what she's up to. We do know that she is on the cover of Forbes, though.
Yes.
Woo!
I don't know what it was.
Billionaires Club.
Did they take, like, a picture of her from the Grammys? And then, like,
and, like,
use
turn
that
it into
picture.
A, yeah, I because think so.
I don't know why, but I just was, like, obsessed with the way that they, with her drawing. Like, she looked so cute. And
yeah, she's
it
so adorable.
Like, her hair, because it's all, like, fake drawings.
It's definitely it hair
like the
Grammys
and neck lip.
Up from, the,
yeah,
from
right?
the Grammys, for sure.
And I like how they put her in, like, a fun little silver power suit.
Yeah, I love that, too. So I love, it's the World's Billionaires List, the richest in 2025. It's a lot of men, but yep. I do love, let's see, women that we know. Rihanna.
Yep.
Kim. Kim is on there, and Kim looks good.
Yep. Orpah.
Oprah.
Yep, she's on
is
top.
Is up there.
She's,
yeah. Right on top of Taylor.
And then, I don't know these other two women.
I don't know these other two women either, but I respect the shit out of
yep.
them for being
sorry
billionaires.
Sorry to those women, but girl bosses.
So there's only, so five, I guess, five women on this list. So or no, six. There's a sixth lady over here.
Yeah, that lady, I don't know who that is either.
There's
one, two, three. Oh, yeah.
Lady with the glasses as well.
The lady with the glasses, too.
She is familiar, but I don't know her either.
Yeah, I don't know those ladies.
So there's six ladies, it looks like. We love it. Happy to see it. And then they've got, like, Zuck in the middle and Elon. Trump is a billionaire? I guess he's got.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about, too. You know? Also,
Bruce Springsteen in the corner. I like him over there.
Yeah,
do you
LeBron.
See that Bruce Springsteen is coming out with seven, I think. I should have texted you about this when I saw it. Bruce Springsteen is coming out with seven unreleased albums, like lost albums, and he's calling it like the lost. Hold on, Jeff D. Love tweeted it because he's a big Bruce fan.
That's cool.
And I thought it was very cool and impressive. Hold on, let's see. Oh man, I should have saved it.
Too many texts with Jeff D. Lowe.
No, I'm on his Twitter. Please, I could never find it in a text. No, but I'm on his Twitter, and he's tweeted 1,000 times
yeah,
since
he
yesterday.
Yeah, he tweets a million times a day.
I think this was from like 3 days ago. Fuck. Hold on, it's
you want
really
me to just Google it?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just the tweet that he quote tweeted was so well like laid out. I think it was like literally Bruce's tweet.
Rock legend to release lost albums with unheard music from the vault.
Yes. So fucking goddamn it, Jeff. It's like how many
tracks to the lost albums?
Here it is. Yeah. Tracks to the lost albums include seven unreleased albums by Bruce Springsteen recorded between 1983 and 2018. LA Garage Sessions 83, Streets of Philadelphia Sessions, Faithless, Somewhere North of Nashville, Inyo, Twilight Hoses, H-O-C-E-S, and Perfect World. So it's called Tracks 2. People are not sure about this, but everyone's really excited. Jeff D'Lo, the Springsteen fan, says, I can't even wrap my head around seven new Springsteen albums all at once. May not listen to another song from a different artist for months. And that honestly made me think of Taylor.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, same. Like, that's,
yeah, I mean,
all I do is listen to her re-records. And
it's similar, obviously. Not the same concept.
Not the same concept.
But very similar. But yeah, I mean, if Taylor did the same thing, I would be in the same boat, obviously.
Of course. So that's interesting. But anyway, back to the Forbes cover.
Shocking that Selena Gomez wasn't on it.
I looked it up after. She was just shy of a billion this year. It's only in 2025.
Oh.
So like Kylie's not on it either.
Right.
I was wondering where she was. But yeah, Kylie made like 800 million this year, not a billion. So and Selena, same
what
thing.
What the fuck, girls?
I know,
get
I know.
Your fucking money
Come
out.
Come on, ladies.
Nobody wants to work these days.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants
nobody
to get
wants
off their
to
ass
get
and work.
That, get off their ass and work. God damn it.
So yeah, well, Kim did. She's on the cover.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So yeah, I like how that's all set up. I'm curious about, you know, I guess you're on the cover if you made $1 billion. Like
right.
That's it. That's the only criteria. But Taylor on that cover is certainly a picture from the Grammys. Digitized
she
with like
so
a silver power suit.
Yeah.
So we
and like
it.
The man. It looks kind of like the man.
It totally
suit.
Does.
Yeah,
it totally does. I wonder if she had to like approve it. You know what I mean? Like, do you have to approve your cartoon?
I feel like yeah, right?
I feel like yeah.
Well, like they fucking gave Elon like a fucking halo like behind his head. So
yeah,
I
what's
feel
that
like,
all about?
Yeah, I don't
right
know.
Behind him like that.
The glazing is crazy.
That's too much. Yeah. And I'm surprised coming from Forbes. Usually they're pretty in the middle.
Right.
But whatever. Another powerful woman who wasn't on the Forbes cover, but is still on the cover of our hearts.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry is
massive Swiftie.
Just a what's it called?
Perfect woman.
Yeah, perfect woman. But
she's amazing.
Like, I would put her in the same category as like Laura Dern, like a beloved, like just an ever beloved.
Oh yes, just a beloved
celebrity. You
yeah,
know?
A like, beloved celeb, just a woman of the people.
You
like,
could
just,
do no wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She's yeah. she's a golden child of, yes. of Hollywood. You know, adult obviously, but I think that that she is one of those women that like. Everyone loves and respects Halle Berry. And
yes.
she's just, she's a loving and respectful person, excellent actress, you know, she's just lovely, lovely
yeah.
all around. And so she was doing, what was she on? It was like a radio interview or.
Yeah.
Yes. It looks like it's The Skim. Shout out to The Skim for getting a Halle Berry interview. The Skim like did a little, I guess. You know, the Skim is like the email, you know, do you know The Skim?
No, I'm, yeah.
You don't know The Skim?
No.
I'm shocked by this. The Skim is a daily newsletter that you get in your email that that talks about like politics and like what's going on in the world and marketing and everything. And it's written by like, you know, people our age. Like it's normal and it makes it like kind of digestible, but then it links away to like good links. It's actually, I think The Skim is like a really good source of information and like, you know, just... generally they're very smart,
right?
Like they're all like political, they all have political backgrounds, so they talk about like all that stuff, but they also do pop culture stuff and just keeping up with the news. And when I was doing my newsletter, I like very much was inspired by this by The Skim, but it's been around for years, like 2017 18 maybe.
I've never heard of it,
but I didn't know that they were doing interviews like this. So they have Halle Berry and they ask her, she like brought up herself, Taylor Swift.
No, they asked
or no,
her
favorite song of
yeah.
the summer, sorry, favorite song of the summer, and then she's talking about how she is always listening to Taylor Swift and just
she
loves
said,
Taylor.
I'm a Swiftie, any song Taylor Swift right now. I have so much mad respect for what that woman has done.
Obsessed.
So
mad
we
respect.
Always love some Tay praise in the news.
Mad respect.
Mad respect.
More
and when
Tay
you get
praise.
Mad respect from Halle Berry,
that's the cream of the crop.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's such a so interesting that so many like well-respected, powerful women go out of their way to love Taylor Swift and like praise Taylor Swift, you know? Like I love that. I love that that happens because that's just girls having each other's backs. You
yeah,
know what
totally.
I mean? Like love that. Speaking of, we should talk about White Lotus.
Yeah.
After we'll talk about it later and we'll give good warnings in case you guys haven't seen it yet. Friendship just reminded me. But someone else who we meant to bring up last week and then it slipped through the cracks. Do you want to talk about the setup of Nick Wright?
Yeah.
This guy Nick Wright?
Yes.
I feel like you caught the beginning.
So there is this, he's like a sports analyst. I think he's on ESPN, like a bunch of different networks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Nick Wright, he was kind of known for being like, I only know him because he was such a Jalen Hurts hater, big
yeah.
Chiefs fan.
Right.
So he's friends with Travis.
Is he like a Chiefs like beat reporter or like
no,
he just is a fan?
He's just a fan. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's friends with Travis. He was explaining on his show basically how he hadn't talked to Travis because, you know, there was a shooting at the last Chiefs
parade.
So there was like all that mix up. And then, you know, the Chiefs lost this year. So there wasn't like any celebratory stuff.
He covers the
stuff.
Super Bowl. So he like.
If the Chiefs win, like he's just kind of like around.
Right,
like,
right. But the Super Bowl thing, he was saying like, I had the luxury of seeing them like multiple years in a row because they won a few years in a row or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So he was like, we would have our like semi-annual meeting at like the Super Bowl parade. Or
right. Right. Exactly. And then he was just explaining how, you know, ever since Travis has gotten super busy, like he just hasn't talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just had a crazy busy year, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. They're also not like best friends.
Yes,
they're like media friends.
Yes.
You know?
He explained that he's like, I've never talked to him on the phone. Like we've texted every once in a while, like we DM, but like I wouldn't consider him like a close friend. Like, but we are acquaintances. We're friendly, whatever.
Yeah.
And the way that these media headlines, you know, Times of India, all these stupid like news outlets, just completely skewed what he said to make it seem like he implied that Travis dating Taylor made Travis lose his friends, his family, his social life, and basically like cut off his friends.
The headlines were like, is Taylor Swift getting in the way of Travis Kelce's friendships?
Yes.
Like Taylor Swift stopping Travis from keeping up with his friends. Like, like that was the, like it was almost like, oh, he's too busy. He ditched everyone in his life for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like that was the tone on all of these headlines. And we're now all fans of him because he saw these headlines and made a point to, on his show, to be like, I can't believe these headlines. I can't believe I have to say this.
Yeah.
And then he went on to explain, like, his relationship with Travis is professional and respectful, but that's basically the extent of it. And that he never once said that I haven't talked to Travis because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been busy and he didn't get a chance to see him at the Super Bowl parade
last
year. And then they lost this year. So there was no opportunity to, like, run into each other. And I commend this guy, Nick Wright, for going out of his way to say this.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think that it's so dumb when it, I mean, the headlines now are so, like, I roll my fucking eyes every time.
Yeah.
Like, I just, and it makes me mad that so many, like, Swifty accounts and things like this will, like, share these things sometimes. And I'm like, why are you, like, no one should feed into a regular media outlet headline like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we should ignore People magazine when they tweet that. You know what I'm saying? It's dumb as fuck. They're looking for clicks. They're looking for a conversation to stem from it. But what I think people are just discounting now is how much harm it does in the long run. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you still trying to create these kind of narratives that she's this, like, evil woman who's, like, taking Travis away from his life and family because she's the monster on the hill? Like, I just...
When will people learn?
When will they learn?
Well, they won't because it's clicks.
Because like, people will always click.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
so
what sucks. And even Nick said that. He was like, it's crazy to me that, like, someone like me has to, like, clarify this type of stuff. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like for them to, like, have to see this all the time and have to deal with it all the time. Like, she really is the most famous person on Taylor on planet Earth. If someone like me is just briefly mentioning her spouse or her partner, her boyfriend, and nothing, not even implying anything, and somehow it gets twisted into this whole big narrative. And, yeah, I mean, it's just an exhausting media cycle that we go through, that she goes through all the time, that we like see all the time. And unfortunately, it's like, I just don't know when or if it's ever going to stop, just because she's so fucking big that people are going to click on anything that has her name in it.
I know. And I just, I'm forever curious about the fascination that people have with, like, bringing this woman down. Like, at all, they will say and do anything to villainize her.
Yeah.
Because she's not a villain. Like, I just feel like they want her to be bad so bad. Like, they want her to have bad things.
Yeah.
Or, like, bad traits or be a bad person. Or, like, they want to find the cracks in the glass.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, stop doing it. Like, stop tapping the glass. Like, stop trying to fuck with it. Because she's sorry that she is a normal person and that everyone loves her and she's really nice and she's very charitable and
it happens to every,
she's unproblematic. Like, deal with it. You know what I mean?
It happens to every woman, I feel like, in the like, when, especially when they're, like, reaching their peak or, like, at a great point in their career, I feel like that's when people start to fucking turn on you and hate you. And I think that's just the qualms of being a woman in the media fucking sucks. And like, as long as there's these stupid, you know, news outlets like this, it's just like, you just can't click on it. Just don't give it the time of day.
I
like,
know.
It's just not worth talking about. The only reason we're talking about it is because Nick Wright, like, brought it up, because I was seeing all of it, like, when I was looking for stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this is all over fucking, like, I'll just type in Taylor Swift and then click news.
Yeah.
And it was every single fucking headline. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I wonder where this is coming from.
Yeah.
Obviously, I knew we weren't going to talk about it because, like, I could tell it was bullshit.
It was dumb, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then when Nick Wright brought it up on his show, I was like, okay, that now I feel like we should talk about it.
For sure.
Because I also did notice how crazy.
Yeah, no, you said it last week being like, look at this bullshit. We were going to briefly mention, like, oh, look at this. He said a casual thing and look at all these stupid news outlets. But then, yeah, then he came out and said his own thing. So it really was like, just absurd. It's
absurd. Yeah.
And it's very frustrating. But, you know, they're all these people are hungry for anything Taylor because she's not giving them what they want.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, they want the clicks and they're missing the Eras Tour clicks and they're missing, like, all that bullshit. And so instead they just want to create you know, false narratives.
Right.
It's just so dumb. It is. Just don't know. And as someone who has worked at multiple media outlets in my career, not just Barstool, I don't know how, as an author of an article, like I've written for a lot of blogs and a lot of places where you can get away with what you put on the website and you know, whatever, especially Barstool, you can write whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it really is like, it comes down to how do you feel comfortable putting out such bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never, like, we see these things and I worry like sometimes.
Sleazy, no more out, like these sleaze balls.
Completely. I worry sometimes that like, or I'll have like a moment of worry where I'll see all these headlines about Taylor Swift and it's bogus. And I know that it's bogus. And I don't write a blog about it because I'm like, why would I ever write a blog about that? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I worry sometimes. I'm like, is Dave going to see something like this and be like, why isn't there a blog? But then I'm like, no, because that is not what we do.
No,
like, that's not our fan. Like, we're not those kind of fans. And those people aren't fans at all. Like, they're just looking for clicks. And if you're like an author of one of those People magazine articles or like fucking Daily Mail or whatever, I understand you're doing a job, but I just don't know how you, if you're like a super fan, I feel like you can't do one of those
jobs.
That's
what I was going to say. I feel like they, like these news out like Daily Mail, whatever, or TMZ, like they think that they're just doing their job. And I also feel like some of these reporters, just like based off, I honestly, I don't really know what I'm basing this off of. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the fact that all these headlines are always just so like misogynistic and annoying. Is that they all just seem very jaded towards like celebrities. It's almost as if like they think that celebrities owe them as
always.
Much as we owe, you know, you owe that. Like, you know
what
I mean?
Like, the people writing those articles are basically paparazzi. You know what I'm saying?
So like, they're like,
they treat them like paparazzi.
Yeah. So it's just like, I feel like they think that without them, there would be like no exposure.
Absolutely.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you need us just as much as we need you. But it's like, no one has ever needed the paparazzi.
Yeah.
No one's ever needed people writing these articles like this. Like, it, you know, if celebrities want press, they'll do interviews. Mm-hmm. They don't need you to be constantly writing about them, especially if you're writing about them negatively or trying to perpetuate narratives that don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who wants that? No one wants that. And I just, I don't know. I don't know how, as you know, I think about someone like our friend Brian West. Like, he works for USA Today?
Yeah.
And he would never, you know what I mean? Like, he would never write articles like that and with headlines like that. And he's a fan, but he also works his fucking ass off and does his job and, like, will find other things to write about Taylor-related and, like, you know, I'm sure meet his quota, whatever it is that he has, in a different and creative way.
Yeah.
Why can't more people be like that, I guess, is what, you know, or like us, you know? I wish that were the case. Like, I wish people would just have a heart sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess if we're asking him to have a heart for Taylor, it's like, what else?
Right. I think honestly it stems into a way bigger issue of
it. Totally does.
Misogyny
of reporting
and media
on celebrities.
And and also, like, I feel like there was a certain point, I think it's changed a lot now, but like reporting, paparazzi, like all that stuff, it was all such a male dominated field for
absolutely.
So long, I feel like,
especially the paparazzi photographers specifically. But anyway, whatever. So I'm just thankful for this guy Nick Wright who immediately nipped it in the bud and was like, this is bullshit, whatever. I totally appreciate that, and I wish more people would do the same all the time. Like, I wish people would call out news outlets constantly. Like, it would just be great. Gia, what a lovely surprise coming into work today and seeing a new Steven Singer 24 karat gold dipped rose on my desk.
This one is quite spectacular.
My very own Teacock Peel.
No, it's not Teacock
Peel.
You
said it too. Teacock Peel. Peacock teal.
No.
Peacock Teal. Oh, it's not?
No,
named?
It's even better.
What's it called?
The limited edition 24 karat gold dipped Blue Moon Rose.
Blue Moon?
For Mother's Day.
I didn't even know that's what it was called.
Yes.
It's, of course, for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up. Do not let it come up. Don't let it sneak up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is important. But, of course, we love our besties over at Steven Singer. They gave us diamond earrings. They give us plenty of 24 karat dipped gold roses.
Yeah.
We love them to death. And they are back. They're back on the pod, another bestie on the pod. And you can buy yourself a Blue Moon Rose.
They are truly, truly beautiful. And I really mean that when I say that. Every time someone walks by our desk, they're always complimenting it. They always are saying, wow, it's so, like, luxurious in person. It really is a beautiful gift to give somebody. And you can skip flowers that die in a week because Steven Singer Jewelers signature gold dip roses are real roses dipped in real 24 karat gold and are guaranteed to last a lifetime. Give her something that she can look at and remember how loved she is all year long. Picture a brilliant, bright blue rose with diamond-like sparkles. That's the difference. The peacock teal is like a greenish blue. This one is just like a blue, but it has sparkles throughout the petals.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful. It's a forever gift of a real long-stemmed 24-karat gold dip rose that has Steven's full lifetime guarantee, and it comes to you in an impressive box gift that you can personalize with your own Mother's Day note.
Love.
You do not want your mom to not have a gift on Mother's Day. You don't want to be the bad kid. She's got to have something.
Also, for moon, I mean, this flower is called the new moon, or blue moon. There's a new moon, or actually a full moon, coming on Saturday. This upcoming Saturday, so just so people know.
So it's kind
and it's
of
actually
sign.
The pink moon. Oh, but well, get yourself a blue.
There you go.
Just saying.
So order now exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Hurry, because these will not be restocked and supply is limited. Shipping is always complimentary, which means free. And nothing says I love you like a real, authentic Steven Singer 24-karat gold dip rose that lasts forever. Only available from Steven Singer Jewelers in Philly. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com.
In the Kelsey realm of things on that side, seems that Travis has purchased a $3.3 million house and donated it to charity.
So crazy.
So they're going to turn it into housing for homeless children, which, wow.
It's just so...
What a thing.
Yeah. Like...
That's amazing.
So, I mean, I can't even, like, that is insanity to me. $3.3 million is so, like, generous.
So much money. That's a huge house. Like, what kind of house is
that? Like, basically at, like, the end of Batman when Robin turns Bruce Wayne's house into, like, the school for boys.
Yes,
that's, like, literally Travis.
I know.
Like, just pulling a Batman and helping all these children.
I love that.
I mean, yeah, I think that's also another big reason as to why, like, they make such a good couple, Taylor and Travis, because they're both so generous.
Very generous. And so, very charitable.
So charitable. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they both have so many different charities and donations and stuff under their wings. And, like, they both are constantly doing, like, children's hospitals.
I say they
visits.
Care about the kids.
Yeah, they love the kids.
That's the thing. They love the kids. And, you know, we talked last week about Taylor, about Ellen Pompeo. Revealing that big Taylor donation way back when they did Bad Blood.
So
for the Children's
I wonder how much was on that check if Travis is doing.
I'm dying
3.3.
But remember that check was in like 2015 right, that's or true. 2016 or whatever. So, but still, she's still making that money. Who knows? But yeah, it's nice to see celebrities being charitable. It's nice to see celebrities giving back, especially when they're people that just make an exorbitant amount of money. Like obviously Travis makes a fuck ton of money as well. Like we talk about Taylor, Mrs. Billionaire over here, but we've got Mr. Richie Rich as well. Like Travis is one of the highest paid people in his career, in his field, you know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I don't know how much money. I don't even know how much money Travis makes. Do we know?
I would have to guess like
Travis Kelce make
90.
His new 2 year, I see Travis Kelce estimated net worth is around $52 million. So much money. With his NFL salary and endorsements as key sources of income, he has a new 2 year, $34.25 million contract with the Chiefs, which we do know is less than his last one, because he was like, you could take some off my thing to pay the younger guys or the newer guys, which we love. It says it translates to an average yearly salary of around $17 million. Love that.
Shish kebab.
Love that. I feel like that's enough. But anyway, yeah, it's like if you have money like that, if you have multi-millions, your millions are in the 50, you know, 50s and up, and you're a billionaire or whatever. It's just good to see people caring and
like
giving it away.
The least you can do is cough up.
It's more money than you'll ever spend in a lifetime.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what else are you going
to
do?
It's crazy. So we're proud of him for that. And we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Another thing that came across our desk was a quote unquote the hardest Taylor Swift quiz that's ever existed. And we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, we will be the judge of that.
I didn't look at it.
No, I haven't
looked
at it either.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about. I'm conflicted because a lot of the times these like hardest Taylor Swift quiz like aren't that hard.
Agreed. Usually they're like comically easy.
Right. But
like real fans.
I feel like I've been seeing like replies and people are like, oh, this is actually kind of hard. So
let's
see.
Okay. Yeah, so we can't, let's not get cocky.
Okay. Where did Taylor Swift grow up?
Pennsylvania.
Cat Sanctuary, Pinot Noir, Vineyard, Pony Ranch, Christmas Tree Farm.
Christmas Tree Farm. Oh, okay. Oh, it's multiple choice. It's multiple choice. Got it, okay.
What was Taylor's first number one hit on Billboard Hot 100?
Tim McGraw.
Love Story, Blank Space, We Are Never Getting Back Together, You Belong With Me.
You belong with me, right?
Yeah. Taylor got discovered singing her own songs in Nashville's Bluebird Cafe. How old was she when she signed to her label Big Machine? 14, 15, 16, 22.
16, I thought. Because was debut...
16 or 15.
Is debut before...
I think 16. Can you sign to a label?
What album is 15 on? The song 15?
Fearless.
Is on Fearless.
Yeah. Maybe 15 then?
Right. But it kind of... Something tells me...
16?
Because who did debut? Was Big Machine debut?
Yeah.
So then it's got to be 15.
Yeah, okay.
16 kind of sits in my soul, but 15 makes more sense.
15 makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. In Enchanted, she's up late wondering who you love. In The Way I Loved You, she's up late cursing your name. In Breathe, she's up late feeling like I just lost a friend. What time is it? 2 a.m.
Right? Yeah. Everywhere? Is that an option?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Shakespeare play does Taylor name check in Lover in All Too Well 10-minute version? Much Ado About Nothing, All's Well That Ends Well.
All's Well That Ends Well. Yeah.
When Taylor kicked off the Tortured Poets version of the Eras Tour in Paris, she wore a Vivian...
That's us.
We were there. She wore a Vivian Westwood taffeta skirt with what line written all over it?
Who's afraid a little of me should be.
No, I love you. Well, that's not even an option.
I love you, it's ruining my life. I love you, it's ruining my life. Yeah. That was her first one.
On Thanksgiving morning 2010, Taylor and a certain movie star were seen stopping into Gorilla Coffee in Brooklyn.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
His sister lived around the corner. What house specialty did they both order?
What are the options?
Pumpkin spice chai, maple latte, French press, 300 takeout coffees.
Wow, the last two are... French press is totally a... They're trying to get us because the song has French press in it.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like it's
pumpkin spice chai?
I feel like it's
chai.
Pumpkin spice chai as well.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with that.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Fans begin making friendship bracelets on the Eras Tour because, as Taylor said, I wrote one song that has a line about make the friendship bracelets in it. What song started that line?
You're on your own, kid. Yeah.
What legend did Taylor induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and call the greatest songwriter of all time? Carole King. Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Paul McCartney, Carole James King. Taylor. Yeah, it was Carole King.
That song.
And that baddie-ass
tomorrow.
And she's wearing that
catsuit. Yeah.
She looks so good then.
I want Taylor's version of that song on Spotify.
I love that.
I listen to it all the time.
It's a really good cover.
Yeah.
In her video for The Man, there's a street sign forbidding what mode of transportation? Scooter, getaway car, pickup truck, bicycle.
Got to be scooter.
That's what I think too, right? Because
I've never
you go riding
that,
on my
though.
Scooter. I know, me neither.
In The Man?
I think I must have watched The Man music video like twice.
And The Man music video is post... Wait.
It's Lover.
Is post scooter.
Lover right, is so maybe
so
it
that's
is
what I'm saying. So
scooter
no
crossed
scooter.
Out.
Yeah.
Good context clues.
Yeah.
on her first Rolling Stone cover in 2009, what is Taylor holding? Her cat, her guitar... Her scarf, her feelings back.
Her feelings
that's
back.
That's a crazy, it's her guitar, right?
I think it's her guitar because her cat,
cat was time. Yeah, the time, people,
and
person
recently.
Of the year, yeah.
And then what was the other option?
Her scarf. No, I think
yeah,
it's her
no,
guitar,
I think it's
right?
Guitar. Yeah. For Rolling Stone, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, she's got curly hair. Yeah, it's definitely her guitar.
On her early albums, fans love to decode the hidden messages in her liner song. In her liner notes. Okay. Which song had the secret meaning, there once was a girl known by everyone and no one? State of Grace, Clean, Blank Space, All Too Well.
Ooh. Is this not a deep dive
this
that we've done?
This is hard.
It's got to be...
Blank Space,
it's gotta
right?
It's got to be...
There once was a girl known by everyone and no one. Like, Blank Space is kind of like, you all think you know me. Like
sort of, yeah. What are the other options?
State of
is
Grace.
There a red option? Yeah, what about
Clean.
State of Grace? Clean, no.
I just don't think State of Grace like applies
that
to that
saw
like
you coming. Yeah, not really,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Blank Space, yeah, maybe Best Guess.
Yeah, just...
I'm trying to think, because remember we've done all those deep dives, and that one doesn't sound familiar to me, so it must be an album we haven't done yet.
I know, we haven't done 1989 deep dive.
We haven't done 1989, so that could make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How did Taylor meet her longtime friend Selena Gomez? A double date with the Jonas Brothers on the red carpet at the MTV Video Music Awards? Taylor played herself on Wizards of Waverly Place or singing Crazier together on the set of Hannah Montana the movie? Okay, that's not, that's never not happened. True.
Yeah, that's never happened.
And also she never was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, I kind of think it might have been like a double date with the Jonas Brothers. Because I think that Selena dated Nick. Right, when she was with Joe
and Selena was with Nick?
Yes, has to be that.
Okay.
Because what's the other? Just
on the red carpet?
No, I don't think. I think we would have seen that video.
Let's go double date.
Right? I think double date.
Which of the following Eras Tour surprise song mashups never happened? Oh, fuck.
Oh,
this
wow.
is hard. Okay.
This is hard.
A Place in This World / New Romantics in Vancouver. I think that did happen.
I think that did happen, too. Because
that was one of the last shows,
and
I remember everyone was so surprised.
Yes, yes.
The Prophecy in This Love in Indianapolis, that did happen.
Yeah.
Our Song and Call It What You Want in NOLA, and then August Red in London.
August Red doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, that no, but yeah, August wouldn't be a surprise song either because it's on the because
it's in the
yeah
right yeah there it is
yep.
there it is
context
also
clues.
August and Red don't that would be a yeah. bad mashup they don't make
what
sense.
What Oscar winning actress plays her evil stepmother in the Bejeweled video and tells her speak not tired tacky wench
Laura Dern. Dern
the goat
Laura Dern
oh my god
what.
Math time.
Oh,
take
no.
Taylor's favorite number and
okay.
add it to James' age. Who's James? Oh,
James. Like Betty and James?
Yeah.
So.
Is he supposed to be like 17? Oh, I'm only 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Wait, I got to get the calculator. It's her. Say it again.
Her favorite number, 13 plus 17.
Yeah.
Multiply by the number of stitches you get in the hospital after a snowmobile
20
crash.
Stitches in the hospital room.
Okay, so times
20.
Divide by how many summers she had you in Lover. I loved you three. I
loved you three summers now. Wait, no.
Is it two
I loved
summers?
You three summers now, honey. No, it's three, I think. Wait. I loved you three summers. I think it's three.
Yeah. I loved you three summers now, honey.
But I want them all. It's three. I loved you
three. Yeah, I think you're right. Makes sense.
Is it two or three?
No, I think you're... I loved you two summers... No,
it's three.
Three.
Yeah. It's three.
Okay,
it's three.
So times three.
No, divided by three.
Oh,
thought,
oops, yeah,
right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, divided by three. Okay.
Add the age where you feel happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
22.
So 22.
Plus 22.
Subtract the total of things she did right and call it what you want. One. I did one thing right.
Yeah, starry eyes, fucking up.
Multiply by the track number of Enchanted, Wildest Dreams, Getaway Car, and This Is Me Trying.
Six?
It's either four or six.
Stop trying. I think it's six because four is Mirrorball.
Okay, let's.
Or
okay.
is Mirrorball six? Wait, what are they
I don't
again?
Know.
Haunted is one?
No, Enchanted, Wildest Dreams, Getaway Car, This Is Me Trying.
Getaway Car is definitely six. Because it's after... Because, okay, Endgame... Or Ready For It, Endgame... I Did Something Bad, Don't Blame Me, Delicate. Yeah, Getaway Car is six. Getaway okay. Car is six. So it's...
215?
Minus six,
yeah.
Minus six.
Wait, it's wrong, though, because that's not one of the answers.
I have 215 as well.
It's only...
Oh, no.
It's 13, 22, 112, and 1989? Wait, we did that so wrong.
Wait, what? We did everything right. What's this janky-ass quiz?
Yeah, wait, I'm so confused.
Wait,
take Taylor's favorite number.
13.
Add it. To James's age, 17.
Plus 17.
Is 30. Multiple by the number of stitches.
Times 20.
Yeah.
And that's 600.
Divide the summers in Lover, 3.
I loved you three. It is 3,
200,
right?
Yeah.
200.
Add 22.
Yep.
Subtract the total. Yeah, right? I did one thing right.
Starring, my baby's fit like a J Dream. Welcome with his head.
Multiply.
Wait, yeah, it's only, it's minus one.
Oh, it's 1989. The answer is 19 because
minus
it's
one?
Not track six. It's track, they're track nine. I just put in nine.
Oh.
And got 1989, 221 times nine is
got
1989.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, what was the name of Taylor's opera singing mother?
There we go.
Grandmother?
Marjorie.
Taylor is distantly related to what great American poet? Emily Dickinson, right?
Yes, people were saying that.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
In The Last Great American Dynasty, Taylor goes out of her way to mention that Rebecca Harkness came from St. Louis, who also happens to come from St. Louis. Sheer coincidence,
Carly
of course.
Carly Claus?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I was like, Carly Claus?
Okay.
Wow, okay.
So Rolling Stone?
So Rolling Stone, Gaylors. We knew that.
What the fuck?
By the way, we knew that about Rolling Stone.
Okay, Taylor jammed with Paul McCartney at the after party for SNL 40th anniversary. What songs did they do?
Oh.
Two of Us and Ours, Hey Jude and Love Story, Hard Day's Night and You Belong With Me, or I Saw Her Standing There and Shake It Off.
I think I Saw Her Standing.
So this is the, so 40th was 10 years ago.
Right.
2015, it could be Shake It Off then because 1989 had just came out.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. I'm also thinking of what Paul McCartney would have
sang
with
her. Like Hey Jude and Love Story.
Hey Jude and Love Story kind of makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Just as like everyone would know both of those.
Should we do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is not the name of one of Taylor's cats. Meredith Grey Swift. Dunja Barnes. It's Dunja.
Obviously it's Dunja Barnes. Like let's be fucking for real.
What was the first surprise song to get repeated on the Eras Tour? Ooh. Clean, Mine, Ours, Mirrorball. Has to be clean, right?
Has to be clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What date reminds her of her lost love in Last Kiss?
July 9th. Yeah.
What 60s girl power pop classic was Taylor's walk-on music for the Eras Tour?
Oh. 60s girl power.
You Don't Own Me?
Yes, You Don't Own Me. Yep.
Taylor was still in high school when she wrote about a crush on her classmate, slipping his name into the massive hit Teardrops on My Guitar. What was his name? Drew. What Scandinavian pen name did she use as an alias to write the Rihanna and Calvin Harris hit? This is what
Nils
he came for.
Nils
Soljaberg.
Nils.
Yeah. How many times did Taylor Swift sing the title in We Are Never Getting Back Together?
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. We are never, ever, ever. Let's get you to talk to your friends.
I'm going
to
say
my friends, talk to, wait, hold on,
0,
wait.
10,
wait,
12, 22.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. I'm going to say three times. She says it three times in the chorus. I'll say four times total in the chorus.
12.
So 12 is my guess. Yeah.
What are her longest and shortest songs? All Too Well and Vigilante Shit, Enchanted and It's Nice to Have a Friend, Dear John and Picture to Burn, All Too Well and I Look in People's Windows.
Probably All Too Well and I Look in People's Windows. Yeah, that song is so short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a demo, Taylor sang these lines. So take my hand and we'll both stand inside a burning building. Maybe I'm a shit show, but I'm fun and kind of cute and willing. These lines got cut from what song? Cruel Summer, New Romantics, Wildest Dreams, Antihero.
Kind of sounds like a Wildest Dreams. Wait, read them again.
So take my hand and we'll both stand inside a burning building. Maybe I'm a shit show, but I'm fun and cute, kind of cute and willing.
I only was thinking Out of the Woods because it reminds me actually
of... No, it's Cruel Summer, New Romantics, Wildest Dreams, Antihero.
Or Wildest Dreams, I mean. Because it sounds like a 1989 surprise song line. Like it'd be in one of those songs. But I don't know if... I don't really know.
It's... I just saw like this tweet, like the New Romantics original lyrics.
Yeah, it could be that.
And I didn't read them.
I didn't either. I'm not a New Romantics fan.
I think New Romantics on that
one.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Love is so short, forgetting is so long. Taylor quoted one of her favorite lines of poetry in the 2012 Red Liner Notes, and again in 2021 as the epigraph of her All Too Well short film. What famous Chilean poet is she quoting? Gabriela Mistral, Pablo Neruda, Marta Brunette, or Carmen Berenguer?
It's definitely a girl.
Yeah. Gabriela? Marta or Carmen?
I kind of think Carmen.
Okay.
Something tells me something about Carmen, but I might be wrong.
Taylor named her first single after one of her favorite country singers, who she soon duet with in real life. What was their duet called? Run, Highway Don't Care. That's when Nothing New. Highway Don't Care, right? Highway Don't Care. That's Keith Urban, their first duet.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I was thinking Tim McGraw.
Well, it just says, oh, yeah, yeah, because Tim McGraw is, yeah,
right,
sorry.
Right.
I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
It is Highway Don't Care.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was confused because that's when it's is Keith Urban. So yes. I was like, wait, what? Okay, yeah, so it's Highway Don't
Highway
Care.
Highway Don't Care.
Yeah. Who co-produced Taylor's first four albums up through Red? Max Martin?
Martin, yeah.
Or, no.
Or who else is on the list?
Jack Antonoff, Nathan Tedder? Chapman, Max Martin, Aaron Dessner.
Oh, Nathan Chapman.
I think it is. Yeah, yeah, it's
Nathan. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first time Taylor acted in a movie, not playing herself, she co-starred with the guy she dated in real life. What song did she write about him? Back to December.
Back to December, yeah.
And what was the movie? Valentine's Day. One of Taylor's favorite literary references is The Scarlet Letter, the 1850 novel about forbidden love in Puritan America,
yep,
where heroine Hester Prynne is forced to wear a scarlet A. Mm-hmm. What classic American novelist wrote this tale? Oh my God. Herman Melville, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Edith Wharton, or Nella Larsen?
Oh, wow. It's one of the bottom two.
Edith?
I think it might be Edith.
I like that. Okay. What song started out in the Aerosource set list but got dropped after four shows and replaced by the one? Invisible String.
Invisible String. Yeah.
What legendary punk rock goddess got a shout out in the Tortured Poets department and responded by posing for a photo with a book by Dylan Thomas?
Patti Smith. Yep.
What song is not a track five? All Too Well, Delicate, My Tears Ricochet, Enchanted.
Enchanted's not. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the name of Taylor's first perfume? Starlight, Fearless, Wonderstruck.
Yeah, yeah, Wonderstruck.
Dear John, one of her deadliest breakup songs, dropped the Tay Revenge bomb on John Mayer. He responded on his next album by singing about her. What was Mr. Mayer's somewhat lame comeback?
Isn't it like...
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're like 22 girls in one, and none of them know what they're running from.
Right. What are the other lines? It doesn't matter.
Okay, we got 85%.
Okay.
So, okay, Taylor's first number one hit was We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Oh, wow, huh. We Thought You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The coffee that they got in Brooklyn was a maple latte.
Fuck.
Not pumpkin spice chai.
We should have known.
Yeah. And they sang I Saw Her Standing There and Shake It Off.
Damn.
Not Hey Jude and Love Story. Okay. Paul McCartney and Tay. And... the famous Chilean poet was Pablo Neruda.
Wow, the one guy?
Not Carmen. Yeah.
So he said, not the guy.
Yeah,
damn.
Right.
Damn.
And Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote The Scarlet Letter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that
feels
those
like
are the
something
ones.
I should have known.
Okay, so like those ones don't even count.
Whatever.
Those aren't
really,
even
like, really
Taylor
about
Swift
her.
Questions.
Yeah,
so,
dumb
okay,
as fuck.
85%. Like, I'll take that.
85% on the hardest quiz ever. And the fact that the ones we didn't even...
Two of them were poets' names.
Taylor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, get the fuck out of here. Good quiz, though, I guess.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was interesting.
Interesting.
Definitely like one of the hardest ones I've taken.
For sure. For sure. Had me thinking the most.
Yeah, asking about the hometown of Karlie Kloss is fucking
crazy.
That
is crazy to ask. Crazy thing to include.
Yeah.
But okay, cool. All right, love that. That's the Rolling Stone Taylor Swift quiz.
Yeah, let us know what you guys score. You guys, everyone should go do it themselves. Or I guess you'll get the answers.
I see, you'll get the answers.
Yeah.
Maybe go back and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Just do whatever you need.
Do what you got to do. See if you can get it right.
Yeah.
Pretend half listen to our answers.
Right.
But okay, last week we had a couple of people call in and request us to do this. The next two things we're about to do.
Yeah.
One of them was to pick our favorite song from each album. And then the second thing was to match up songs to the ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses characters. So songs in each album first?
Yes.
Cool.
You want to just hit them back and forth?
Let's just go back and forth. Kay. Yeah, I love it.
All right. Debut, I said, I'm Only Me When I'm With You.
That's really good. I should have said no. And then I also had Picture to Burn as like my second
choice. It was tough
choice.
For me to pick between Should I Said No, but I always gravitate towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Fearless is The Other Side of the Door for me.
Oh, cute.
Love that one.
Mine is Forever and Always.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have to.
Speak Now, Last Kiss is just God tier for
good
me.
Good one. Yeah. Good one. I have Haunted. I have Dear John as a close second, but Haunted is, I love Haunted, and I always forget how much I
know,
love it.
I feel like you kind of always talk about it without, like, realizing.
Yeah, yeah.
Red, State of Grace, like, by a mile.
Mine is, I'll Bet You Think About Me, which, you know, it kind of doesn't count, so I have Everything Has Changed also on there from the original because of Ed Sheeran, but you guys know Red's not my album.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the vault tracks. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it,
I only brought it into Red because it was like just by far and away my favorite on the whole album, even the original songs.
Yeah, that's true. I think I put I Bet You Think About Me up there too. And like Nothing New.
Nothing New is so good.
Yeah, that's hard. But State of Grace is like my OG Red song.
Yeah. If I have to go OG Red, it's Everything Has Changed. Yeah.
1989. I forgot about Vault Tracks again, so I said Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. I said Blank Space, but then in thinking of Vault Tracks, I said Slut.
Yeah, Slut has grown on me a lot. But Wonderland is, definitely number one. Reputation is Call It What You Want for me.
Love that.
Love that one.
I have Don't Blame Me. Mm. It was a toss-up between I Did Something Bad and Don't Blame Me, but Don't Blame Me takes the cake.
Yeah. Lover, I said Afterglow and Death by a Thousand Cuts. I couldn't pick.
I have Death by a Thousand Cuts and False God.
Yeah.
Also couldn't pick.
It's too, it's hard.
Vibes.
Yeah. Folklore, My Tears Ricochet for me.
I have The Lakes, obviously, but that felt like a cop-out. Yeah. So I also have Illicit Affairs, which I feel I don't talk enough about how much I love that song.
Love that song.
I also put Mirrorball because I'm like, there's too much. But if I really have to break it down to like, No deluxe, favorite one at this moment, Illicit Affairs. Mm-hmm.
Evermore, Cowboy Like Me, obviously.
For sure. I have Ivy.
I love Ivy. I put Right Where You Left Me as like 1A.
My 1A, well, no, I would say 2 is Champagne Problems, but that's just because of the vibe. But Ivy is such a beautiful song. And especially if you're someone who has a hard time like expressing emotion.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those good songs.
Midnight, I have Midnight Rain and You're on Your Own Kid.
I have Maroon straight up. It's too far ahead of everyone
else. And then I did Tortured Poets and The Anthology.
Oh, just so you could cheater. Get to that's smart. I wish then me too.
Okay. Cuz on Tortured Poets I'm putting Fresh Out the Slammer. And then the anthology, I'm doing The Bolter.
Okay. Unfortunately, all three of the ones that I couldn't decide between are all anthology.
Yeah, of course.
But if we're doing regular, I'll pick Clara Bow.
Okay.
I love that song so much. Yeah, me too. And then anthology, I have I Hate It Here, Peter, and Chloe Sam Sophia Marcus.
Yeah. It's when your album has 30 fucking songs, it's hard to pick number one favorite.
I know, and so many of them go together. I think that's why it's like I can't, like I couldn't pick I Hate It Here without also picking Peter, and then I couldn't pick Peter without also picking, you know,
they go hand in hand.
They really go hand in hand to me for sure. So love that. And we have no discipline because there's just no way to pick one. Like I can't. There's too many options.
Especially when you get to like these later albums.
Absolutely.
It's too hard to pick. They're all just so fucking good.
They're too good. Okay. So now moving into A Court of Thorns and Roses. For those who have not read these books, get on it. They're really good.
Yeah.
And they're a great escape. Sarah J. Maas. They're a great escape. They're just a really good disassociation series.
Yeah.
Not only ACOTAR, but also Throne of Glass and Crescent City. We've talked about all these before. But this one is A Court of Thorns and Roses specific.
Yep.
So the characters we have are Farah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go down.
Do you want to, did you do like couples?
I did two. No.
Okay.
Yes and no. I have one that goes with three people, and then I have one that can apply to all the women.
Okay, let's do characters first, and then I'll say the couples ones that I did at the
end. Perfect. Okay, so I have, for Farah, I have Lavender Haze.
Okay, yeah.
And I also have Dear Reader, to be funny. To be honest, I really couldn't pick one for Farah. She just has she changes so much throughout the series, so it's really hard
to pick one.
So I just thought it'd be funny, but if we're talking A Court of Thorns and Roses, book one, she's Lavender Haze,
right?
You know?
Yeah, a little tongue in cheek for me too. I picked the Archer.
Right. Oh, good one though. That's good. That's really good.
But then also, if you're doing like A Court Miss and Fury, I'd say You're Losing Me
for sure. Love that.
And
love that.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me for like the later parts?
Fair. Yep. Love that. Okay, next I have Elaine, and I did Sweet Nothing.
Cute.
She's just a little, like, that's what I think of when
I
think of her.
I have I Hate It Here and Right Where You Left Me.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Ooh, Right Where You Left Me is really good for
her. I think it's kind of perfect for
her. Yeah, that's really good for her. For Nesta, I have Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum that they raised me. Like, she's, people forget, the oldest sibling. Like, she's the first daughter. And so you forget, like, she has her own demons, you know?
Right.
Separately.
I have This Is Me Trying and Mad Woman.
Good one. Yeah. Good one. Okay. Ooh, for Morrigan, I have Mad Woman.
Ooh, for Moore, I have The Bolter.
Good one.
Yeah.
Really good for Moore. Let's see. Amryn, I have Look What You Made Me Do.
I have Vigilante Shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love Vigilante Shit. For Amarantha, Bad Gal, I have Better Than Revenge.
I have I Did Something Bad.
There you go.
Yeah.
For Reese Sand, I have False God. I feel like there were a lot of options, but yeah. False God is like the sexy option.
I have Guilty as Sin and Good Mastermind.
One. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Love those. Okay, for Tamlin, I have This Is Me Trying, but I also have The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Right. I have Tolerate It, just kind of like through the eyes of Feyre.
So true.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, Lucien.
Lucien. Mm-hmm.
I have It's Nice to Have a Friend.
Really nice.
Classic.
I have The Last Great American Dynasty.
Okay,
Lucien,
cute.
Because he's changing the mold from his like shitty family. Like the Autumn Court is all bad guys, and he's good.
Oh,
and so he's
like
trying
that.
To like change the, you know. He can also change. He can also be the prophecy, Lucien.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I love him, and like
also,
justice
like,
for
he's,
him.
Like when he's like made, and the fact that he's like made it to Elaine, and she doesn't like really like him.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Right. And all he wants is love, and like he lost his true love. Like,
yeah, the prophecy is a good one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cassian, I have Labyrinth.
Good one. Yeah. I have Hoax for Cassian.
Oh.
I just thought, because he loves Nesta so much. I feel like that's him singing to Nesta. You know what I mean?
Right.
More than the other way around.
Like,
don't want no other shade of blue but you.
Yeah.
He loves like, even though she's like having a hard time, he loves her anyway. Love.
Asriel, I have Haunted.
I have Exile.
Okay.
I feel like he's so troubled.
Yeah, he is.
You know, like he's so sad.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking with Haunted too.
Yeah, Haunted is good.
I have Exile for Tamlin and Feyre's relationship.
Ooh, good one.
You know?
God, that's a really good pair.
Yeah.
I have, I said that Slut can apply to all of the women. Each
totally.
One of them. Every single one of them is like, all of them faced some sort of like, well, it might be worth it for once if they call me. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, this love might be worth it for once.
Right.
You know? Which I think all of them, including, like, Moore, Nesta, and Amryn, maybe top of the list.
Totally.
But I think Feyre, too. Big time.
For Reese and Feyre, Rhysand and Feyre, I have Fresh Out the Slammer.
Good one.
Obviously.
Who are you going to call? Right.
Yeah.
She literally calls him to pick her
up. Yeah. Now, pretty baby, I'm coming back home to you.
Yeah. Love that.
And then for like the Tamlin, Feyre, Rhysand love triangle, High Infidelity.
Oh, good one.
Oh, thanks.
I have, oh no, I'm totally wrong.
You could put Illicit Affairs for that one too. Loki.
I thought I had a, that's a really good one. I have a different trio that I thought I got caught up. Oh. I have Cassian, Asriel, and Morrigan, and they're Betty, James, and August.
Oh yeah, that is kind of true.
But it's like Asriel is August. Moore is
James
and Cassian's Betty, or no, maybe
Cassian's or Asriel's Betty.
Maybe Asriel's
Cassian
Betty.
Is August.
Yeah, I think so. It's like they can kind of switch around. Like,
yeah,
I'm not sure who's who, but I think that they're a good like triangle.
And then for Nesta and Cassian, I have Treacherous.
Love.
Which is very cute.
This love is treacherous, but I like it. So good.
Yeah.
Wow. What all that did was make me miss all these characters. So
I know.
Looks like I'm going to have to reread the book again.
Literally.
Love it so much. We love ACOTAR and the whole series like we just talked about. I'm trying to think. That's it, I think.
Yeah, we were going to do White Lotus, but I actually have to do the dozen in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you
got to
do the dozen. So we'll save White Lotus
for
Thursday.
You guys,
so catch up.
Yeah, if you haven't watched yet, make sure to catch up for Thursday's episode so we can talk all about it because there's a lot to
discuss. There's a lot
to discuss,
and there'll be a lot of think pieces, I'm sure, coming out in the next couple of days.
That's
true. So get your theory, you know, your thoughts, your theories. Oh, and for our White Lotus discussion, anybody who wants to talk about it, you can leave a voicemail about
it. Oh, perfect.
So we, of course, our Thursday episodes are all voicemails, DMs, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are wanting to leave a voicemail, go ahead and call the number.
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can either call and leave a voicemail, or you can text that number if you're feeling shy.
Yes.
You can also go ahead and message the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We always are looking at those DMs, and we will bring them up. Pay attention to the stories as well. Make sure you're following us, because we will be doing rapid fire questions as well. We'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.